This is Greg Giordano for WRPR News. Airbnb is a website and app that connects prospective guests with lodging in over 30,000 cities at rates well below that of hotels in the area. The biggest draw of Airbnb is its personal touch, as you are staying in actual rooms in actual homes for a varied period of time. I spoke with two regular users of the app, Brian Duffy and Han Nguyen.
First experience was you two together, or you've done it before?
No, I actually have never, like, booked anything. He always goes
right
on it to book.
Right, so I was told about the site, and I said, you know what, I gotta check this out, gotta look at it. And our first trip is when I just got a motorcycle, so I wanted to, you know, take a nice trip upstate. We found this place up in Vermont, but...
Oh, that was the barn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, big barn, but on the corner of it had its own apartment. And what was the name of the apartment?
The cow suite.
So it was a one little bedroom, a little living room, kitchenette, and it's all we needed. And
I actually have pictures from
okay
that,
that's not gonna help for a radio.
I know that was love Airbnb.
Yeah we do. So that was great because we got away $85 a night and like all the amenities you would need.
As with hotels, you can be liable for any damage incurred during your stay.
Are there any kind of legal standpoints to this? Like, what's keeping you from breaking somebody's stove or then them holding you liable?
But you give them your credit card,
yeah,
right?
So
they
do
like,
have
they
your
could
credit
charge
card.
You.
Yeah, they have your credit card information. But the other note of it is the owner can be like, you did break my fridge. Yeah, I guess it could get into that situation, kind of sticky situation. I thank God I haven't yet. But I feel like these people that post their homes, they'd rather just get the ratings to have more people come back.
Users of Airbnb are able to rate each place they stay at, but that's not the only rating that's going on.
People who stay get rated too, yeah. So it's really very transparent, the whole thing, and that's probably one of the things makes me feel safe about it, you know.
Now, what's your rating? Do you guys know?
We only have one person rate
but
us.
But it's a good rating.
Yeah,
it's the barn
highest,
that we went to.
The barn we went to. It's the highest, like, I guess it's like out of 5 stars or 1 out of 10, whatever.
Brian and Han have some words of advice for anyone out there considering Airbnb.
So you guys would recommend Airbnb?
I would. I would just be careful about choosing the right place. Definitely, you know, take your time, look around.
Look at the rating.
Find a place that you're comfortable with, that have good ratings, that's a good price for you, yeah.
You can access the service through their website, airbnb.com, or their mobile app. This is Greg Giordano for WRPR News.